Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menoches Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis says that the way to do Tnufa is that Kohen puts his hands below the hands of the Bailim, and that's they do Tnufa. So Tozi brings the question that L'chor you have your problem of Chatzitza, because the Kohen is touching the hands of the owner. So Tozi says maybe we're not talking that he actually touches the hands, but it's a little bit more on the side. But then he quotes the Yerushalmi regarding Soito, that from this Yerushalmi is Muchach that the Kohen is touching the hands of the Bailim. Because regarding Soito, the Yerushalmi brings in the beginning of Perek Gimel in Masechet Soito, the Gemara says, how can it be that the Kohen will put his hands underneath the Bailim, meaning underneath the woman by that, in that case, ain't a dover kor? Isn't it something which is inappropriate for the Kohen to touch the hands of the Isha? Says the Gemara, maybe he's going to bring a mapo, maybe he's going to bring some kind of a kerchief, some kind of a separation between his hands and the woman. Says the Gemara, vein a choytzes, l'choy da'al b'chatzitza. So maybe Kohen Zaken, you have to bring an old a Kohen that doesn't have Yetzirah so much. Says the Gemara, feel tame a yelet, she'ein Yetzirah harua matsui l'shaw. The gears of the Tois over here, she'ein Yetzirah matsuloi s'shaw. You don't have Yetzirah in that time. So that's why the Kohen could touch the hands of the Isha. And that's the raya that he actually puts his hands underneath the hands of the Isha. Now this daf is learned in Erev Shabbos Parshas Vayakal Pkudei. And this Tosis helps us to understand a Arizal in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakal. The Arizal brings in the end of the Parsha, in the Sefer Likutei Torah, that what is the Marois HaTzoivos? We had the Kiyor, and the Kiyor were made out of Marois HaTzoivos. What is that? Says the Arizal Dover Niflo, he says that any time a person brought a korban to Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen would look at the face of the person, and he would be able to detect any bad machshavas, anything that he was poigim, and be able to cleanse that bad machshava. That's the power of the Kohen. Now, when a woman came to Beis Hamikdash, it's inappropriate for the Kohen to look, to stare at the face of the woman. So how did he look at the face of the woman? By Myra Satsoivis. The kior was made out of mirrors. He looked at the kior and he saw the face of the woman through the kior, and that's how he was able to look at her face and cleanse all the bad things that she had in her mind. That's what the Arizal brings there in Parshas Vayakel. So Minchas Elazar, Chelek Gimel Siman Chofei, has there a fascinating tshuva regarding different technologies that we have today. Does it have an issue of kolisho? Does it have an issue of music? With Teichat Dvar, he brings this Arizal. And he asks, he says, I don't understand. If the Kohen cannot stare at the woman, what does it help that he stares at the mirror that sees the woman? And at the end of the day, he's staring at the woman. And if you want to tell me there's no problem for him to stare at the woman, he should stare at her directly. How do we understand this? So says the Minchas Elazar, in a place of Kodesh, where people, someone's coming to fix himself, it could be that there will be a Yitzhahara, and there you will not have a hearer of the Kohen. Says the Michal Zalozah, we find that the Gemara in Soita says that why you have to be very protective of the Soito, Shemi is Garuba Pirchekeuna, Me Pirchekeuna will start up with her. So he explains that's only after she leaves Beis Hamikdash. But in Beis Hamikdash itself, we don't have a chashash of hirurim in Yitzhar. And especially B'mokam HaKodesh Mamesh, you don't have that problem. So this Dead Soifim, he brings the Michal Zalozah, he says the raya of the Temichas Elazar is from the Yerushalmi that Tosis quoted. Because the Yerushalmi tells us that we're not chosh to hear Rabbi Yisrael. The Shah, when you're doing a mitzvah, and the Shah, when they're doing the Avodah, then you have no chashash to hear. So concludes the Temichas Elazar, if so, why can the Kohen just stare at the woman directly? He says, because maybe people will come and see it and misinterpret what's going on over here. They'll see the Kohen staring at the woman. They'll say the Kohen is staring at a woman to see her beauty. They won't know that he's staring at the woman to detect her machshava. And they're going to come and learn from him that he could stare at a woman. So that's why he stared at the kiyor. And nobody knew exactly what he's seeing in the kiyor, but what he saw was the face of the woman. There's no power of hearer, because there's no hearer b'mokam HaKodesh, as we see in this Yerushalmi, she'ein yetzirah matsui l'shaw. So the Yerushalmi that brings traces over here helps us to understand better the Divrei Arizal in this week's Parsha. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.